Yeah, the suspension needs a good looking at, but other than that, it's a decent runner. I think the family who had it before us were heavy-footed or just overweight. Still, not bad considering we nicked it. Anyway, better be going. Oh, and 6 chicken nuggets, please.
That'll be £6.66, please.
There's £7. Don't keep the change. I want to throw some coins at pedestrians. Hi, I'm Frank Sod. You may be asking yourself, why does it sound like you're in a camper van? Has the wife kicked you out again? Well, fortunately, she hasn't. I apologised for the petrol bomb, and it's all water under the bridge. No, today, Culture My Arts is on the road. Why? Well, because at the end of the show, we're honoured to have a phone interview with national treasure Michael Caine. And to commemorate the occasion, we thought we would pay tribute to one of his most notable films, The Italian Job. Now, because you're selfish and won't give us enough money, we can't actually go to Italy. So we're chugging along the West Wales coastline to the Italian village of Port Merion. Merci. Glyn, will you keep your eyes on the road?
Sorry.
Music.
Apparently he sung like an old donkey.
Film.
Is Matt Damon dead?
Opinion.
I don't understand meters and I don't understand kilos.
And other things. It's Culture My Arts.
This is a radio show called Culture My Arts. Officially one of your 5 a day. Now, just because we're out on the open road doesn't mean we won't be bringing you the most shocking stories from the world of culture. This week there was a scandal concerning the alleged TV entertainment show, Gogglebox. Poppy Cox brings you this week's news splat. Splat.
Shocked. Disgusted. Appalled. Those are the words on the street in reaction to the recent Gogglebox controversy.
I'm shocked!
Absolutely disgusted!
Appalled! Just appalled!
The inexplicably popular Gogglebox has been cancelled this week after leaked documents reveal that the programme is a government conspiracy. And its much-loved candid characters are actually MI6 agents, using their role in the TV show as cover. Government spokesperson Guy Fall says that, at the time, it seemed like a great idea.
Well, with modern technology, it's getting harder and harder to hide the identity of our undercover agents. So we've had to get extremely inventive with how we disguise our operatives. It's always been a practice of MI6 to masquerade as unassuming members of the public. This strategy was no different.
Except you put them on the telly, visible to millions.
Well, when you put it like that, yes, it does sound silly.
It is quite silly.
Gogglebox fans all over Britain are mourning the loss of their favourite armchair critics, the identities of whom were never genuine in the first place.
I'm going to miss John from the Johnson family so much.
What did he do for you as a Gogglebox fan?
Well, nothing really. He was just really good at watching telly and saying stuff, you know.
Okay. What did he say that touched you the most?
Oh, I can't remember anything specific, but I know it was really brilliant.
Obviously, MI6 agents are never supposed to reveal their identities. So to put them on television, disguised as the kind of vacant dullards that would actually volunteer themselves to go on Gogglebox, to us, was the perfect double bluff. When you couple that with the inane drivel that we meticulously scripted for them, we thought it was almost impossible to detect that these subhuman Burks were capable of any higher thought.
In Halifax, surprise, surprise, Paul and Julie are watching telly. Cause on BBC4, it's the Chelsea Flower Show. Fancy that.
I'm so glad we're watching Gardens on telly instead of going out in ours, Julie.
Oh, me too, Paul. I just love the Chelsea Flower Show.
Look at that fella's shrubbery. That's been shaped into a pyramid. Isn't it beautiful?
Oh, what a talented man. I should come and get him to do my bush. It could do with a trim and a bit of pest control.
TMI, Julie, TMI.
Not like that, you cheeky bugger.
We thought this show would be the kind of Mongol fodder that's quarantined to E4. The kind of TV which only gets viewed when someone's lost the remote, or a smackhead waiting for the gambling. To our surprise, people did actually want to watch TV, watching other people watch TV.
In Tottenham, John and Joan Johnson are watching telly. Who'd have thunk it? And they have some riveting insights whilst watching Question Time.
Ooh, our Prime Minister is proper struggling with all this running the country malarkey. It must be harder than it looks.
I hate that Prime Minister. He's rubbish. Bet he don't even have gravy on a roast. Just does it dry, doesn't he? I bet he's never had to de-ice his windscreen on his flipping Vauxhall Corsa, does he? I bet he's never forgot to bring his bag for life to the shop, so he has to buy another one. I hate him. He's rubbish. He's not got a clue. He's a pillock.
As viewing figures rose, more and more people started to notice something wrong about Gogglebox. A fatal flaw which blew the MI6's cover.
We realised there was one huge inconsistency that gave the charade of Gogglebox away. It was that real people don't genuinely act like this when privately watching television. I mean, I put it on solely to ignore everyone in the room, not to talk to them. And if it's just me, I'm usually leaning on the armrest with my top off, picking crumbs out of my belly button. Once viewers started to notice that people on Gogglebox were completely contrived, they started to see right through it.
MI6 have now cancelled Operation Gogglebox and the agents involved have been relocated. However, the British public will still have one question. What will we watch now? Answer: actual TV.
Oh God! It's Culture My Arts!
Shocked? 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 Yes, that's probably the right amount. It's Culture My Arts, en route to Port Merion. I'm Frank Sod, your host in transit. Next to me is our driver, Glenn, who we've paid a generous £20.
Plus petrol?
No, including...
Hold on! We've already driven about 200 miles. It's going to cost at least 30 quid.
Well, you better stop off at a cash machine because you owe me a tenner.
But I thought...
Shut up, Glenn. I'm on the radio. Next.
But...
Shush! Next, we can cross over live back to the studio in Culture My Arts HQ, where we're pushing the limits of artificial intelligence. That's right. For the last 48 hours, technicians have been feeding pictures of old men's testicles into a computer. With the power of AI and scanning technology, the computer should now automatically start to generate an infinite list of nicknames.
Pickled onions. Delicates. Fleshy descendants. Vladimir Putin's lengthy reigns. Swinging 60s. Ball squared. Lumpy mash in a gym sock. The bouncers. Your son's previous address. The shadow cabinet. Spheres of shame. Way down under. Pink pendulums. The dead dwarf hamsters. Wrinkled kinder eggs. Unfortunate kernels. Graceful sinkers. James Martin's Mitchell and Starr crab cakes. Supporting actors. Marbles in tights. Foldovers. Broken skipping ropes.
What a staggering breakthrough. Now, there's a long history of quirky frontmen. Iggy Pop would have fights on stage. Slash would throw his top hat into the crowd. And Liam Gallagher does this weird voice where he pretends to sing. However, the frontman of this next band is a fully bona fide nutcase. Jared Niceman tries to report.
High Spirits are such scorching synth poppers. Their debut album requires Factor 50. The UK music band are built around enigmatic lead singer Abraham Gray, who is such an excitingly unique individual. You can't believe he used to be a sperm like the rest of us. I went to speak to them and tried to listen as much as possible. Guys, amazing and normal to have you here. Tell me with your mouths and tongues how high spirits met.
Well, me and Donny met as musicians for hiring a job. A church needed a band for a Christian rock gig.
We turned up early to practice, and that's where we met Abraham. He was receiving an exorcism at the time.
He was saying all sorts of mad stuff. Whilst we were jamming, we noticed his voice sounded really good with a bass guitar. So we said to the priest, "Hold on, mate. Let's not get rid of the demons just yet. This sounds quite groovy so far. Let's see if he's got a chorus in him."
Yacht pot suicide. When I wake up, hear the voices in my head. Yeah, the vicar said I'm possessed by the dead. Yeah, I could raise it. There's a demon there inside. I said maybe, but he's still a friend of mine.
The fact you have a CD which I can listen to anywhere indicates that you record your music, as opposed to screaming it really loudly whenever somebody wants to hear it. Therefore, talk me through your recording process.
Obviously, on account of being possessed, Abraham is channeling some seriously raw energy. You've just got to let him get it all out, really.
We usually finish the instrumental and whack it on Abraham's iPod shuffle, and then we throw him in the boot of a Volvo with a microphone. Give it a few days and the album's done.
At the Volvo! Let me out of the Volvo!
You lock him in the boot of a Volvo?
Not the Volvo!
Stop going on about it. You're distressing him now.
A lot of people say that Abraham is quite a disconcertingly scary performer. The fact he's usually naked doesn't help either. Could you feel something in reaction to this and say it?
I don't think there's anything to fear. You know, possessed people are people too. I think people watch horror films and they stereotype Abraham.
There was that incident in Edinburgh. Abraham started projectile vomiting on stage and the audience ran out in fear. All close-minded, obviously. Probably thinking about that scene from The Exorcist.
Little did they know, Abraham actually just had a dodgy Zinger Tower meal that day. It was just gastric flu.
They would have known that too. If they'd stayed long enough to see Abraham turn around, that is. Because they would have seen that he'd also soiled his pants. Yeah, perfectly normal.
Oh, I am a trouser legs warm. Oh no.
Lots of religious groups are calling for your band to be boycotted because God prefers jazz and also because you're devil music. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think that's a tad unfair. To our knowledge, we've only had one serious incident on tour, which has included Satan.
We performed in Norwich. It was fine. Cardiff. It was fine. Birmingham. That was fine. Manchester. It was fine. Brixton, admittedly, Abraham did accidentally open a gate to hell. But in fairness, it is Brixton, so nobody noticed.
And then Bristol was fine, wasn't it? So all in all, I don't think you can complain too much.
He's controlling me and the things I say. He's breaking through. What will he make me do? He's controlling me. Like the things I say. He's breaking through.
Can I ask a question? to Abraham.
What? So you can make him out to be a freak on the radio? I know what you media types are like.
No, I just want to ask a question.
Okay. Well, be nice then.
Abraham. Oh, God. Ow. Abraham, yeah, stop it. Please. No, it hurts. Ow. Ooh. Ow. Yeah. Go, Abraham. That hurts.
Oh my God, Glenn. I bet you had to clean that up.
I know, man.
I am Frank Sod. If my tear ducts weren't surgically removed, the mere thought of this show would make me weep. That show is this show, and this show is Culture My Arts, you're welcome. We're lucky to be broadcast directly into your white blood cells. But what about shows without this privilege? Well, here at Culture My Arts, we believe in giving back, which is why we've returned our chimney sweeps to the children's home. It's also why we're going to plug a podcast. Feast your ears.
Yo, I'm Gary Schmidt. This is The Schmidt Show. We interview rad guests and talk about serious shit.
So, you've been on, like, a humanitarian mission in, like, freaking Iraq, right?
Haiti.
Sick skills, bro. So, like, what, you get much tail out there or no?
Well, it was a humanitarian mission, so no, it wasn't really what I was focusing on.
So, like, what, you didn't even jack it or nothing?
It's The Schmidt Show. Sick conversations with your bro Gary Schmidt. With the chicks and stuff.
So, like, word on the street is you have a vagina?
Well, yeah. Last time I checked.
Oh, man. When was the last time you checked?
This morning?
Still there, yeah?
Yeah.
Sick skill. Man, I'd love to have a vagina. It'd be seriously epic, dude. I could totally afford the transplant as well, legit. Love a vajay.
Get a load of this, Schmidt. Hella hot topics and debates about imported junk.
I don't wanna lie. Come across as controversial here, but I think Hitler was a really bad guy.
Yeah, man. He, like, totally broke the bro code, dude.
Yeah, man, like, he was seriously not cool. I would not chill with him.
He had no chill, brah. No skills. You don't chill with those with no skills. Whoa, that rhymes, man.
You're a poet, bro.
Bro, I'm a bro it.
Get it, Deep Schmidt, as I talk about seriously hardcore wavy crap.
Yo, like, who's the, like, freaky blue god dude with, like, hella arms and stuff, man?
Why? You talking about Krishna?
Dude, Gesundheit, man. But, like, he's skills. Like, he's got, like, 8 arms, dude. He could play 4-player games on Xbox, like, all on his own. He literally is his own bros, bro.
Bro.
Yeah, yeah.
You can Schmidt everywhere with The Schmidt Show podcast. Like, download it, man. It's skills.
Oh, I love that. I wish there was 4,000 episodes of it. Now, they say you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Well, I'll have you know, I've got a chow chow at home. It's 22 years old. I've fed it sausages for all its life. And just last week, it learnt how to play dead. So what's stopping our human elders from learning a few new tricks? No, I don't mean play dead, though it would help with a few health insurance claims. Of course, I'm talking about old people and their aversion to technology. Well, we've made a little pit stop on our journey to speak with a fellow who's trying to solve that very problem. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Gareth, mate, and I run a community project here in West Wales called Teaching Infirmed Tech, where we help elderly residents learn how to use modern devices.
Now, for the benefit of the listener, it's worth saying we're not alone, Gareth. I'm not talking about my guilty conscience. That never leaves me alone. I'm talking about your students here.
These are my star pupils, Marge, Bethel, and Alban.
Gareth!
What's Gareth again? Are you my nephew?
Now, just for legal reasons, I know Ofcom will get a bit iffy about using live oldies. Can we confirm that all three have been certified as fully sound of mind by their next of kin?
Absolutely. Marge and Bethel's relatives have signed it all off this morning, and due to tragic circumstances, Alban has no next of kin. So we're in the clear there.
And remember, to any older people listening at home, make sure you're learning along with this easy tech tutorial. Based off the figures, we know some of you switch us on, or maybe you just can't switch us off.
Okay, first we'll go to Marge and Bethel. They're going to demonstrate how to send a picture to one another. So, guys, what's the simple way of saying I'll send you a text?
Send a text? Send a text? Sext?
No, not sex, my love.
Why not? I like that. I'll call it sext.
I can't tell you right now, Bethel, sweetheart.
I can tell them if you want.
That's fine. No. We call it a message, girls, don't we? We talked about this in class before. And what's sending a picture message like?
It's like a picture message. It's
come on, ladies. You knew we were on the radio today. We've done this. Bless your sweet little brains full of wisdom, eh? If Marge sends you a picture, Bethel, what's that like?
Oh, it's like one of those fax machines they have now.
Yeah, like a fax machine. But on a phone or a smart device, yeah? Brilliant, guys, brilliant.
It's like teletext.
Almost, Alban. Yeah, like teletext, my love. But I don't think you can get teletext anymore, can you?
I can, if I close my eyes and think really hard.
Okay, do you want to stop interrupting now, Alban? We'll come to you in a minute, you grand gentleman.
Got a few minutes for this bit now, Gareth.
Right, Marge, Bethel, take your tablets out for me.
I'm not supposed to have tablets on a Sunday. I have suppository.
Mine hurts going in.
No, not tablets like that. Bless your sweet little irregular beating hearts. These are apples, remember?
I don't like apples. I've had oats.
No. Come on, angels. You know what I mean. The gadgets.
Ooh, the little TV. The doofer.
Yeah, we get the doofer, don't we? And you know your passwords, don't you? So, what do? We tell it our passwords. So do that now.
Do for it.
Bikini Faso.
Do for
one,
it.
Two, three.
Not out loud, girls.
Do for it.
So listen to me. Bikini.
Got to rush you now, Gaz.
Right, forget about them. We'll move on to Alban, who's going to show us how to watch a YouTube video on his Galaxy.
Albon's got a Galaxy? Oh, they aren't half Moorish. I keep the nutty ones in for my nephew.
Girls, you're absolutely beautiful, but can you just keep your fantastic mouths full of history quiet for now?
I'm watching a video, Gareth!
Well done, Alban. You did that with no help. Wait, what are you watching?
What's going on?
He's been watching Alfie Dayers again. You need to help me restrain him.
Oh, Christ, you're right. That's a two-man job. We'll be back after this. It's cold to my arts. Gore, he's got meaty paws, hasn't he?
You're listening to Culture My Arts.
Yes. Back to Earth, Jesus will come. He will tell his dad he is coming first. He will say, oh, God, I am coming back to Earth. Everyone on earth will see Jesus coming, and all his believers will say, Jesus, I knew you'd come. We will rejoice in the street, spreading the good word. Jesus has come! Jesus has come! People from all over the earth will want to see that Jesus has come with their own eyes, and so they will travel from miles around, coming from all over the globe, just for Jesus. And then finally, when everyone has gathered around Jesus, we as a people can find peace and come together.
Stop sleeping at the wheel, Glenn. You had a power nap at Bournemouth.
Sorry, my bad, bud. I'm shattered.
This is Culture My Arts. I'm Frank Sod. Remain calm. We're back in the van, and we've almost made it to Port Merion in North Wales, where we'll be taking a call from legendary icon Michael Caine. Why there, you ask? Well, if you tried listening at the start of the show, you'd know that Port Merion is an Italian village, and Michael Caine was in the Italian Job. It's a cheap and tenuous link, but guess what? It's necessary to the narrative, so shut up, stop being confused, and accept it. If you came here for logic, you were certainly misguided. As Glenn makes up the final few miles of the journey, have a listen to the trailer for Mr. Caine's upcoming film. It's a biopic of a legendary band who you'll no doubt recognise.
In cinemas now, a biopic about Joy Division and their special band members.
My name's, Ian Kermit, and I, want to try out for your band.
You're a little green, aren't you?
Learn the real story of the story that we made up about a real band.
Hey, guys, people think our band name implies that we hold sympathies with the far right.
Gee, Kermy, I guess you better stop wearing your German regalia for shows. People are gonna get us the wrong idea.
Fine, I'll take it off.
And the armband.
Next you're gonna tell me I can't goose step.
A gripping yet unresearched tale about what we actually think happened. Featuring musical numbers by Joy Division.
And lose the feeling. Feeling. Oh, God, help, guys.
Gee, it looks like Kermy is having an epileptic fit.
Snap out of it, Kermy. Otherwise, we'll never go on that North American tour.
I'm sorry, guys. And, looks like I, lost control again. Hey, Animal, great bass line.
Thanks, Kermy.
Can we get some sweet drums?
Gee, what about this?
Yeah, and some synths.
Meep, meep.
Love will tear us apart again. Love will tear us apart again.
Gee, guys, we just wrote a hit song with no apparent effort.
I think we're gonna be a great band now.
A movie of love, loss, and intimate details we couldn't possibly know.
How could you cheat on me, Kermy?
I didn't mean to, Miss Piggy. I'm just kind of a rock star now.
Who is she, Kermy? Is it another Piggy? Or have you been seeing that bird again down on Sesame Street?
Don't miss out on this stunning biopic, approved by previous band members as at least 30% accurate. All the tragic events of Joy Division, mixed in with some gratuitous puppet humor.
Gee, Kermy, don't kill yourself.
I'm serious about it, guys. I'm really bummed out.
But our band is at the apex of its fame. It's silly as giblets to kill yourself now.
It's too late. I'm gonna do it. Okay, see you guys later.
Meep, meep.
Walk. In silence, Don't walk away. In silence. Don't walk away.
A Muppet's Joy Division. The biopic. In cinemas now.
A Muppet's Joy Division. Which one was Michael Caine? Whichever one makes your little head happy. Whichever gets you to sleep. Yeah? Does that make sense? Probably not. But then again, why should it? We've arrived in the Italian village of Port Merion, where we'll be having a phone interview with Michael Caine. Glyn's going to pull up any moment now so we can take the call whilst looking out towards the beautiful cliff tops, similar to the ones in the Italian Job. Anywhere here, Glyn? Okay, Glyn, we don't need to be any closer to the edge than this. Glyn? Oh, for God's sake, I knew we should have got him a Costa. Glyn, you've fallen asleep again. Wake up!
What?
Break! We're going to fly off!
We're dead!
We're alive!
Yeah, and we're teetering on the brink of this rock face. Right, this'll be Michael Caine. Keep it cool.
Hello.
Hi. Mike? You're live on the show. You won't believe this, but our van is currently suspended on the edge of a cliff. You don't suppose we could hurry this interview up?
That sounds so bloody realistic. What a funny introduction to this interview. And I should know about comedy, because I've worked...
Brilliant story, Mike. I'll skip to the last question because time's of the essence. Can you tell us what actually happens at the end of the Italian Job? Don't leave us hanging.
Funny, actually. The writer told me a little secret. You're probably the first to hear this. But at the end of the Italian Job, the van actually falls off.
Of course it does. I've been Frank Sod. This has been Culture My Arts. Let's face it, you're not going to miss us. Bye.
We're going down.
Well, that was weird and crap, wasn't it? Don't listen to this rubbish. Next time it comes on, you're only supposed to turn your bloody radio off.